Time to catch up with another race club in our segment, Race Tracks Everywhere. We're heading across to South Australia. They didn't race last year. The unique location of Quorn, it's spelt Q-U-O-R-N, and the Quorn Jockey Club have a meeting this weekend. From the club committee, Fred Gross takes our call. Fred, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing okay as we can with these restrictions, but just tell our listeners first of all where your location is in South Australia. For many of us, we haven't been across the border for quite some time, let alone to Quorn.
Yes, that's a bit inexplainable, isn't it? Well, we're situated approximately 40 kilometres, I would say east-west of Port Augusta, on the Gulf, on the Spencer Gulf.
And you didn't race last year, did you? Just explain, you were one of the meetings when protocols for COVID were too tough for clubs to race. Is that right? You didn't race last year at all?
That is correct.
So it's been a while since you raced, isn't it? How cautious or nervous were you that you would get the green light to race this week? We've had plenty of examples of clubs in states with lots of COVID not racing. We've had clubs in states with COVID that are racing, albeit with no one on track. When did you get the green light that you knew everything would be okay, one, to race, but two, to have people on track?
We've known for quite a while now, but we were always nervous, and we could have cancelled or postponed, but we think of the public, and our public is good, and we love them, and I think they love us. So we're racing. We probably won't make any money out of it, but we'll put it on for the public.
So how different will the Quorn races of 2021 be to, say, when you last had a meeting 2 years ago?
Well, masks are going to be involved. All COVID restrictions will be involved.
So does that mean there's a... How many people would you normally get? Does everyone who wants to go that would go can go, or...?
I would say that we're going to get a good crowd. If this weather keeps up, I think we will get a good crowd. Yes, we're allowed, under normal conditions, 999 people. We can't exceed 1,000.
Right.
And I believe that we're allowed 950 on Saturday. So it's not affecting us a lot, only the restrictions of wearing masks and people sitting down. We've had to order an extra 400 tables and chairs to cope for these people to sit down.
Fantastic. People enjoying the chance to travel over in your state. We're chatting to Fred Gross from the Quorn Race Club in outback South Australia. Port Augusta is the nearest town. Port Augusta race, I think, about 8 or 9 times a year, just looking at some of their information. They're obviously a much bigger club than you. Is there any flow on to their race club to you, or the standard of horse? I'm not sure when they last had a meeting, but is there any linkage to Port Augusta in your meeting?
Yes, we combine a little bit with Port Augusta. They are much bigger than us, of course, but we have a friend in the Port Augusta situation, Mr. Tansel. He assists us quite often, and we appreciate that very, very much.
Now, I'm looking at different photos over the years of your track, and sometimes I'm seeing some greenness there, some resemblance of turf. Other times I'm just seeing totally red dirt and clay. It does vary, I guess, according to what Mother Nature. What's going to be served up this weekend?
It'll be a dirt track. There's no two ways about that, but there's a heck of a lot of green around.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of the photos, if you didn't know and you didn't look at all the surroundings, you'd think it was a turf track. So the magic wonders of photography, sometimes it looks as though you're racing on a turf track that some clubs would be proud of.
We call it Little Flemington sometimes.
Well, it's definitely not Flemington once you look around the perimeter of your track. And in fact, I've been looking at the Facebook and the history. When you can at your race club, is it true that you grow some crops or some fundraisers in the inland or in the inner field or next to it or?
In the centre, in the centre of the track. We usually grow a crop and make a few shillings.
How has that been this year?
We haven't put one in this year because of COVID. It steadied everyone down, as you realise, and we haven't put one in. But we usually do.
And how is life in your small township? As you would know, COVID has touched many parts of the country, but South Australia has been pretty good over the whole pandemic, and it does continue. But what about your small township? How has life been there? Close to normal?
Very close to normal, my friend. Yes, we. It doesn't affect us much. We I'm 85, and my wife's 79, so it doesn't affect us much at all. But we're thinking of other people who are affected by it. But there's not a lot of it in corn.
And for those away from racing, when they can travel to your township, you're called the capital of the Flinders, a very historic town. And you're actually very famous for being used for a lot of well-known movies. Wolf Creek, Gallipoli, The Sundowners, The Light Horseman, Sunday Too Far Away. Your location has been used in many a picture and film over the years, I believe.
Yes, our town has just finished one just recently, actually. I think it was an English group that made it, and it's called The Tourist.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I thought it was going to be called Carry On Fred Gross or something. Or you're 85. Your wife, you said, is a young 79. There's been a lot of movies filmed over the decades. Have you, if you've lived there a long time, and I'm not sure, have you ever had the chance to be an extra?
I have had the opportunity, yeah, but my next-door neighbour, he's about 70, and he was an extra this year, and I'm very, very busy as the treasurer of this jockey club. It's quite time-consuming.
Is it? Are the books going okay, even without growing the crops this year?
Yeah, no, we're financially okay. We're quite good.
You sound like the perfect treasurer, someone very calm and composed and well-focused. We appreciate you having a chat to us, Fred. Get the autograph of your friend one day for us too, if he's been extra in those movies. He's sort of the guy that would stop the DVD or something or pause it right at those 5 seconds he walks on set. Good luck with your meeting. People will be there, of course, as you say, up to 1,000 enjoying a race day. And after missing out last year, good to see you racing this weekend. And, hey, thanks for taking the call, Fred. All the best.
Thank you very, very much.
Fred Gross from the very uniquely now town of Corn, Q-U-O-R-N, near Port Augusta, Flinders Ranges, outback South Australia. And they have been given the green light for their once-a-year meeting on their dirt track this weekend.